Roger. Okay, we'll start with, let me find my agenda, under old business. Okay, first case, please.
The first case under old business is case number 11,943, Hope Wilson Lavaccia, seeking variances from the rear yard setbacks, from the minimum road frontage requirement, and from the minimum lot size requirement, sections 115.24A1 and 115.185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Country Club Road, Road 273, approximately 1,027 feet southwest of Windsor Road. The 911 address is 513 and 511 Country Club Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 19, Parcels 8 and 8.01. This case was tabled on April the 17th. Specific variances that were requested was a variance of 2.7 feet from the 5-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing shed, two variances of 60.98 feet from the 150-foot road frontage requirement, a variance of 1,322 square feet from the 20,000 square foot minimum lot size requirement, and a variance of 1,140 square feet from the 20,000 square foot minimum lot size requirement. And that's it.
Ms. Walls, I think it's three variances of 60.98 feet.
My apologies.
I thought that's what you said, 60.98 from the 150 foot, right?
Right.
Correct. Yeah, but yep. I think there's three of them rather than two.
There are, yes.
Because there's three different lots, Mr. Chair.
Yes, the lady's putting these up for her daughters.
Correct.
Right. And Mr. Mills, you're the one that tabled this case, and Mr. Rickards, you second it. So I'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
As I recall, there was one person in opposition on Sheffield, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and she had 95 feet of road frontage.
And that's laid down the road there, yep.
And I don't understand that kind of opposition when you already got something that somebody else is asking for, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. Personally, I think there's a hardship in that she has two daughters and she'd like to leave them some part of the family's heritage there, and the only way to do it would be with a variance.
Right.
I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I think it's in character with the neighborhood. I'll certainly be interested to hear how the others think.
All right. Thank you. I'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
I would agree with Mr. Mills, especially also with the fact that one lot at present is only 60 feet road frontage.
Right.
So I think it would improve present situation anyway.
Okay, and I also will have to concur that with Mr. Mills also looking. And Mr. Sharp, you were right, it's an 89.02. I'm sorry, the third variance they needed. But again, I think it will be an improvement to that. So I'm in favor of it. Mr. Rickards?
I think it's all been said.
I'm sorry?
I think it's all been said. I feel
Alrighty.
The same way.
Thank you.
I'm in favor of it.
You're in favor.
Chairman, yes.
Okay.
I wanted to add one other thing, too.
Okay.
As it stands right now, you have two homes on one parcel.
Right.
And you have yet another parcel. So I don't know that's going to change the character of the neighborhood either.
I don't think.
You know, it's not like you, for lack of not being able to, of course,
mm-hmm.
Maybe develop that parcel two.
Right.
There's some creative people, and of course, you know, being it so narrow, who's to say we wouldn't grant a variance because of that fact? So, if someone came, you know, before the board to adjust to request that. So.
Okay.
So I think there's a unique situation, Mr. Chairman. I think that it would be difficult to develop in strict conformity, and also. Otherwise deal with the hardship of, you know, not being able to reasonably use the property for the family.
Okay.
Certainly don't think it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood, even the lady in opposition. has less than 150-foot of road frontage. Don't think it'll be detrimental to public welfare. And I think they're requesting a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,943.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Ricker, that we approve case number 11,943. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Now, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,943 is approved.